When we stop requesting invitations into their lives by asking about their day, asking them to tell us about their favorite songs, wondering how their friends are doing, then children feel pain and fear, and not relief, despite how our teenagers may act. Because they can't articulate how they feel about our disengagement when we stop making an effort with them, they show us by acting out, thinking, this will get their attention. Like trust, most experiences of betrayal happen slowly, one marble at a time. In fact, the overt or big betrayals that I mentioned before are more likely to happen after a period of disengagement and slowly eroding trust. What I've learned about trust professionally and what I've lived personally boils down to this. Trust is a product of vulnerability that grows over time and requires work, attention, and full engagement. Trust isn't a grand gesture, it's a growing marble collection. Myth number 4, we can go it alone. Going it alone is a value we hold in high esteem in our culture, ironically, even when it comes to cultivating connection. I get the appeal. I have that rugged individualism in my DNA. In fact, one of my very favorite breakup, kick-ass, no one can hurt me songs is Whitesnake's Here I Go Again. If you're a person of a certain age, I'd put money down that you've rolled down the window and defiantly sung, and here I go again on my own, like a drifter I was born to walk alone. If Whitesnake isn't your cup of tea, there are bootstrapping anthems in every imaginable genre. In reality, walking alone can feel miserable and depressing, but we admire the strength it conveys, and going it alone is revered in our culture. Well, as much as I love the idea of walking alone down a lonely street of dreams, the vulnerability journey is not the kind of journey we can make alone. We need support. We need folks who will let us try on new ways of being without judging us. We need a hand to pull us up off the ground when we get kicked down in the arena. And if we live a courageous life, that will happen. Across the course of my research, participants were very clear about their need for support, encouragement, and sometimes professional help as they re-engaged with vulnerability and their emotional lives. Most of us are good at giving help, but when it comes to vulnerability, we need to ask for help too.